Hey guys, this is Vibes.
It's Vibes and Nifa.
Hey guys, this is Vibes.
Hi everyone.
Hey guys,
this is Vibes and
Nifa.
Stop playing.
This is Vibes and Nifa.
Hey guys, this is Vibes and Nifa.
Guys, don't tell me you have no head.
Hey guys, this is Vibes and Nifa.
Hey guys, this is Vibes and Nifa.
So what's up, guys? Your boy King Nero, aka King of the Ends. I'm with Vibes with Nifa.
This is exam questions. It's Vibes and Nifa.
Vibes and Nifa.
This is your second time on this podcast.
Sorry, I'm sorry now. No vest. We can start again, though.
No, I'm going to put
this is my career, guy. You can't just do it like that.
You
now.
Said Vibes. Chill. Vibes. With Nifa, it's not Vibes and Nifa.
But it's also the same thing, Vibes, Nifa, Vibes, with
Vibes and
you know, it's the same thing, we're all talking about energy, Vibes, and Nifa is involved. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome again. I brought her for retirement, so.
Yeah, because he's obsessed with me, like, I don't understand why.
I don't understand what obsession means, guy. Is there a new word? I don't understand. Tell me, you know what obsession means, right? Men have been obsessed with you, haven't you?
Shut up.
Yeah, you know.
Anyway, so you guys, we're going to be asking now a few questions. So what have you been up to since you dropped your last song, Soft Life?
Soft Life has been good. We went on MTV Base, we were on Sound City.
Oh, Sound City, that's cool.
Yeah, also we were on Sabino's Campus Tour.
I went for the Sabina's show in Abuja.
Really? Okay.
But it was not like the campus, just like the normal show. It was really nice and it was sold out.
Really? Even the ones, Tasswell was amazing because
I loved it.
500 people that were there. It was like a big crowd. So, and I killed it, you know.
You feel happy?
I feel fulfilled, you know. This actually made sense because I actually prayed to go on tour. Yeah, so actually go on campus tour is a flex. I don't know why you're looking at me with anger, so are you envying me?
Yeah, I want to go on campus tour.
You want to go on campus tour? Yeah, no problem. Pray.
Basically. But anyway, so I have to say, okay, you've been going out like for shows and getting on gigs and all that.
Yeah.
So do you have like, what are your plans for 2024?
So we're dropping the next song, Bosu, on the 9th of January. We're starting the year old.
So what was the creative process behind
Bosu? So Bosu was like, it was an after effect of Soft Life. Like after we did record Soft Life,
you're like, oh, okay, now I'm a big boy. That's how you feel like.
So not like that. So the thing was that the title of the song and the song itself are double intended because the song is Bosu, but the song itself is trying to portray the like the regular struggles of the Nigerian drama.
Okay.
And why your song will make so much sense in January, because after Christmas everybody don't shop their money.
Not you though.
Oh, you're a rich person, so that's about the average
people like us.
Us of the 1%, right?
Yeah, 1%.
Like, God, when
can't make this shit up.
God,
please,
when,
in case my upper isn't it, I'm just lying. Like, it's all like
she's rich, she's rich.
I'm lying. He's
lying.
The
car that she brought to my house, man.
It was both
the Benz, bruh.
But anyway, so after Bosu, are we like, what are we expecting for
dropping the next single like February or maybe back?
So, like, what about EP?
I don't know. So, the thing is. I don't know the thing.
That's why I don't know. You're telling me the thing is the thing is. What is the thing you're talking about?
The EP that you asked of now. How is the thing now? The thing is.
So what? Okay, what is it about?
So I really want to drop the project when I feel I have everything in place, right? And at this moment, I'm not really confident in giving people
an EP,
a project, for two reasons. One is confidence in what is in place, and two, I need more people to accept it when time comes. I want my first project to be Scotch Trouble.
Okay, so
no matter how long it takes, though.
Do you your style of music? You think is evolving?
Yeah, we're doing Afrobeats right now. Bring the Afrobeats to
like
music.
Not like Drew.
Nah, we left Drew. We done with Drew. We killed Drew though. We scattered it with Newtaker. So
I think it was Newtaker that I was.
Yeah.
So. Basically, me too. I was like, if I was going to like enter into the music industry, what are you going to tell me, like, advice?
Right, so I'm actually like, I want to be an artist.
You know, I'm going to drop my EP soon. Like, you don't know what? Don't play.
Shit,
don't
man, you gonna stream me. Stream my EP, bro?
Don't play with me.
Yes,
like,
sir.
I'm going to like
Gen Z body.
Yeah. But anyways, like if you're going to advise someone that's like coming,
don't
like,
do music. Go yeah. and get a job. Don't do music.
Don't do music.
No, I'm like, okay. To be honest, I would tell anybody that wants to do music, if you have, just have, you need to have guts.
Yeah, the audacity.
You have to be effortlessly consistent. You can't.
Don't be like Nifa.
Be like Nifa. Nifa has money. Yeah. Jesus. Don't be misled by this conversation.
But anyway, okay, so, apart from music, are you doing any other thing?
Yeah, so I just opened a business.
What business?
A cleaning agency.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do, we clean post-construction sites. So when you're done with constructing, before the person comes in,
come
and clean it out to make it look nice or presentable. We just had our first cleaning with Glovo.
Oh, that's super nice.
I didn't even know until we got there. So we're doing... So that's the 24 is going to be very, like, hectic here. I don't know how I'm going
to
do
that. I feel like you have to have a... Because it's work balance. It's also work life balance. It's
still
work.
I had a 9-to-5. Then I had to resign the fully
professional how was 9-to-5? Like, how was it with music?
It's crazy, man. I remember when I would leave work at 5. I'll come home and I have to go for a show. Yes, I'll come back by 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. I'll sleep
and go home
the next day. Yeah, I did that for like 2 years.
But like, did your work people know?
Yeah. Most of my guys, most of my colleagues, even my bosses knew that I was lying. So like, but I never actually like used to portray artistry. It was stressful, and that is why Bosu is a hit, because it's the story of an average 9-to-5 person.
Oh.
So I recorded it when I was depressed and I didn't like my 9-to-5 anymore. So those stories about 9-to-5. That's why you hear the song is awake by 4, close by 8, light my cigar, bone my face, hustle all day, and they wreck my state. No bad man, go they come my way. So I wake up by 4 in the morning, close by 8 in the evening. And when you wake up in the morning, you light your cigar.
I don't know about that.
And that's what people don't understand. You don't have a 9-to-5, do you?
What if I have a 9-to-5?
You understand what you mean by that?
I feel like I cannot handle that.
So I did for 2 years.
I don't think I can handle a
9-to-5. It was crazy because I'm a very creative person. I like to be expressive. And working in 9-to-5, you have to, like, it's very restrictive. Everything is controlled.
It's limited.
I hated it for so long. I used to, like, I was depressed for months because when I dressed up, like, I was depressed. Like, the day I dressed up, like, when I was going to the office, I was posting on my Instagram, when you were posting on the, I was literally talking to DJs and OAPs, and I'm like, I was tired, man. I just wanted to just do music fully or do something I love. Me and my parents fought twice for that.
Why?
Because they didn't want me to quit.
To quit music?
No, they want me to quit
your job. Oh, okay.
Resign, because then I should get something else.
Oh, no, so now, like, but did they support your cleaning?
My mom is a big supporter. She was actually around when I had the first gig, so I think she saw, like, it's happening. In reality, it's not like it's
so. So how are your workers like?
You work?
The people that work with
they're cleaners, though, so you get them to come when there's a gig and get them paid. You pay them wages.
Yeah, but like, how are they like? They didn't know you do music.
Yes, why not?
So you just go around them. Oh my god, I'm an artist.
The thing is that not now, I think I've got to the level where I don't actually say it anymore. People just, oh, guy, you be artists. Like, it goes out everywhere. There's a level of. Of how you would do music or how you do being an artist, that you don't actually need to even talk again. Like, I went to the boutique recently to get things for shoots for Bosu.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the boutique with Adams, because the song is featuring an artist called Adam Trey. He's a very talented artist, by the way. So Adam and I went to the boutique, and the guy just looked at me and said, "Boss, you be an artist?" I said, "Yes." "Yeah, boss, I see how for your body, I beg." You know, we started talking, like, as a DJ and stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So I don't.
I always love when, like, I meet another creative. It's like, oh my God, we're
weird. Well, weird. Creatives are weird in Nigeria.
Yeah, they are. Not exactly.
I think when most of us need to go for therapy.
I feel like.
You should have no doubt.
Everybody has, like, a different, like, story behind why they are creatives and all of that. So, in the whole. And. It's just recently that people started like accepting, like, oh, if someone tells me I'm a creative, like, if you told me that like in 2000 and maybe 10 safe.
Yeah.
You'd be like, what do you mean that? Like, what's that? What kind of work is that? Do you get?
Yeah, I get.
Because creative, like, there is, like, very diverse. It's not just, like, one thing. Like, oh, I do. Creative involved can be, like, it could be a writer. You could be
creativity itself.
It's just, like, it's work.
It's work. You understand? So, creativity is a 9-to-5, actually. Being a creative is, like, a 9-to-5. Something people don't understand. I don't know why you're stealing my... You have your own. You're stealing my
own. Your own probably tastes better.
So is this why you girls like to eat? When we tell you that, are
but
you
I
hungry?
I want to mix it.
Mix what?
I don't know. You don't have to tell them that I'm doing this.
Ah, no, I need to tell them. Your fans need to know what you do behind the scenes. Right? They don't know.
I'm mixing.
I wish this was a video, so they will know the things just occurring at the moment. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is your superstar Nifar committing atrocious crimes.
What did it?
To the city of Ikeja.
Oh my God. Yes, sir.
You know, so... That fight was crazy.
Did you ever want to move out of Lagos?
Yeah, so I would. Once
to
I get
where?
Like Akwa Ibom, like
as how?
Uyo, something that I like. See my house. My house has a garden. Right? See my amazing garden right now. This is what I want when I buy my house.
We can get that in Abuja.
I beg you. I want to wait for more these things.
You guys, but like the garden is like super fine. Like it's like.
Thank you.
What
shout out to my landlord. He actually invested his time.
And so like the garden is like super nice. It has like a lot of trees. Yeah. Like I see like all the kind of houses that you like reading books that oh my god they lived in a mansion.
Yes sir, but it's not a mansion.
It's a mansion.
Please,
like they live in a mansion and they like their love like
don't mislead those the fans.
Like when you're coming inside the place, like it's like a closet. Like, it's restricted, you guys. Like see, I'm not even capping. Like. Wallahi, I'll post a video of this.
Stop this.
The place is actually like a mansion.
Stop this. Well, thank you so much.
For what?
For hyping my mini garden. It's not easy. You understand? It's not easy. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Do you have any questions for Nifa? Don't ask me why I've not done an episode.
Actually that is a very important question because I'm a big fan of you. Like I'm starstruck that you're here. Like I'm oh my gosh, you know, superstar Nifa is in my house. You know? Why are you blinking your eye? Like you just brought light snapper, you just brought light.
Because you're gassing me up, like.
I'm gassing you. That's the idea. You know, put you
I
on the
move. I get it. It's me.
It's you, like, superstar. How do your fans know that you are.
I'm you are.
Your fans know say you be mama. Like your boss, like you know, boss cake, superstar.
They
you know,
don't know. They, I'm a very please. Nice person, and I don't do any bad thing. I'm just very calm and cool.
Sure. Do you have any question for me?
No, oh, shut up. I've been asking you questions since.
Okay, next question. What do you think about Lagos, Zema period?
This is where I would. Talk.
I just asked a question. I'm not saying make you pour your heart out.
Lagos is so overhyped. Like,
take a deep breath.
It's overhyped. Like, see, when someone says, oh my God, Lagos in December, all that. Yeah, Lagos is fun. But then, like, let's not talk about the boat prices. The boat prices are, like, ridiculous.
Over ridiculous. So, before she starts, let me give you a little bit of a story, yes? So, I'm in Lekki, right? I'm in Orchard Road. I'm chilling with my guys. It's Christmas real. Done. And I need to come back because I'm going to record this episode, right? So... I'm chilling and I call my guy and say, Alpha, let's order the Uber. I'm seeing 20,000.
As how?
Guy, I said, first of all, I'm on the wavy level, yeah? My eclair, but I was like, I need to see what I'm seeing right now. Why is 2,000 or 20,000?
2,000 at how?
From Bini to Warina with 20,000. Down at Interstate Wakao. Now I will pay 20,000 for Lekki Phase 1, go Ikesha. Rubbish now.
Lifestyle.
Which lifestyle?
But I feel like the boat prices are ridiculous and the Lagos is like super hot. Like, I have to carry my fan everywhere I go.
No, it's not. How is it hot? It's normal with that now.
It's not normal.
Now, you know what's wrong. You know what's for y'all, yo.
It's not normal. Now, it's not normal.
Yes, now, baby song now. You don't know.
Baby song. okay, now. Because, like, I
don't want baby song.
I can't even, like, no, I can't deal with the heat.
No, it's not BS now. At least for you know. I don't understand.
Guys, I don't know what Nery is saying.
It's actually the lead. I don't know why someone's not that hot now. You're just a hot babe. I understand where you're coming from because as a hot babe, you can't add sun. Problematic. Explosive.
Yeah.
So, purr, you know? How you gonna say purr? Yeah? Not purr, right?
That's very sus. Sus. I'm just, I are you hiding something from us?
How? Explain.
Are you sure?
That was my guy.
Anyways, so, this was like really fun, like, to meet you in person.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the first episode was like online and all that. And then this one, now we're meeting in person, yeah, and you're very annoying in person, by the way. And like,
the pleasure is all mine. You know?
As how?
And it means mutual. You know, you're an amazing. It's amazing to meet you in person too.
I know, but I'm not annoying.
No, you're nice.
You're
sweet.
Yes, everybody.
Yeah. So yeah, never. That shit, we're gonna take it over next year.
Don't stream.
Help my career. I want to make it next year. I need to pay my house rent.
Pay me.
I pay you.
Yes, pay me.
I'll pay. What's your account number? Send me your account number.
Okay, I'll
send me your other.
Okay, so like if he pays me, I'll tell you guys like if you guys are going to stream or not. Yeah,
please stream that shit, bro. Please, it's amazing. Kisses. I mean, I don't choke, give my fans. If you make fans, don't go like to hear my kisses.
Without consent.
With consent. Hey,
with consent.
Don't be lying. I mean, after consent, make her tell me I'll kiss my later.
Bye, guys. And that brings us to the end of today's episode. And I'm glad you, I don't know if you enjoyed it, but I'm glad you're still listening up to this point. It really means so much to me. And Vibes on the Fire is available on all streaming platforms, from Apple Podcasts to Google Podcasts to Spotify to Deezer even. If you do not want to, you don't have a streaming, you on Deezer and on Radio Breaker. On all streaming platforms, you get one. So, yeah, thank you very much and bye. See you guys in the next episode. Next, see you guys actually. Yeah, you get. Bye.